Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. We are live coming up in the third hour today. We're going to have Andres von Bülow join us. He was the defense minister, also the head of German technology, head of that office. He was also the head in parliament of their intelligence agency, their international spy agency. And for about 5 years, he has been writing and saying that 9/11 is an inside job. We were the first to interview him on U.S. radio 5 years ago. He'll be joining us again for a full hour from Germany in 60 minutes. Don't forget, we now also have a live fourth hour of the show from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Now, Raymond, you want to go ahead today and use your full name?
That'll be all right.
Yeah, okay, we'll go ahead and do that. I mean, I don't want to get anything too secret, but you can give us your, quote, opinion on things. Raymond, of course, is in the Air Force. He worked at Mission Control in the Apollo program. He worked with the cameras. I've known Raymond for about, I don't know, since 1999, so I guess that's about 9 years. He's a good friend of mine. He's even worked in this office before, you know, whenever I needed a little extra help on shipping and things because he's been retired. He is also an electrical engineer, worked for some of the larger computer companies and engineering companies out there. And Raymond is our guest. He was dropping by the office last week, giving me some information. And I thought, why not just have Raymond in studio with us? And he's got a lot of material here that he's going to be talking about today. But first off, Raymond, I want to thank you for coming in studio with us.
Well, you're quite welcome.
Raymond, well, this is a short segment, as you know, as a listener to the show. Start off a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, what you did, how you got involved in the Air Force and weapons development, then you got into NASA. Break that down, and then we'll come in and get into the meat and potatoes and show some of none of the classified documents or your national security letters or anything like that. But, you know, news articles with you in it at NASA and photos and stuff like that and what you think really went on with the Apollo program.
Well, I was assigned to a military program called the MOE program, and for my training, I was sent to Mission Control at what was then the Manned Spacecraft Center, since changed the name to Johnson Spacecraft Center, to work in the Apollo program and to train as a controller for the military program. Well, I know hardly hit the dirt down in Houston when the MOE program was canceled. They were saying there will be no military program. It will all be a civilian-controlled civilian program. I didn't believe that for one microsecond. But
now,
anyway,
they say 80% of the space program is secret military, right?
Well, I've never worked on the other side of it, but I have had enough hiccups I've seen to believe that that what has become the shuttle program is simply a diversion from the real program.
That's what the former head of Star Wars, Dr. Bob Bowman, said here on the show.
Okay, Nikola Tesla, Nikita.
Before we get into all that stuff, okay, I want to talk about you first, then I want to get into the stuff that you did do at NASA and what you think about the moon program, okay? I want to keep us focused, Raymond, and we can have you back on some of the other subjects or get into that once we've covered. But first, tell folks what the MOE program was.
Well, they were going to build a space station called the Manned Orbiting Laboratory. Now, this is very early. This is before all the high technology and integrated circuits and the really miniaturized, high-powered computers. In fact, the instrument ring on the Saturn V, which had the computing power of something like a good-sized handheld computer, all transistor logic, weighed 1,400 pounds. And the same thing could be done with one integrated circuit chip today that weighs practically nothing.
All right, Raymond, stay there. We're going to be right back after this quick break. Everybody, stay with us. This is the GCN Radio Network, and the vid cams, the document cams, are live in studio.
Hardcore harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory test proving our technology at tryfreshair.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens and up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Raymond, in the 52 minutes we've got left, let's just try to move through this in some type of order so that we can cover as much as possible, and I really appreciate you coming in. Finish up with your credentials, what you did at NASA. You got into the part of you were in the military side of the program, and then it gets canceled. Tell us the rest of your history at NASA, then we'll start breaking it down.
Okay, all branches of the service had officers stationed at NASA, were assigned to the first special activity squadron, and we operated just like the civilians did. We had jobs working right beside them doing the same things. And there were people from the Army, people from the Navy, and people from the Air Force, as myself.
And now, why had they sent you to NASA? What had you done previously in the Air Force?
I started in pilot training. And
but then you said you'd worked on missile systems and guidance and things like that.
Okay, that all came later when I...
Okay, well, then I'm going to stop. Go through your history. Go ahead.
All right. As far as my history, working at the manned spacecraft and in the Johnson Spacecraft Center, same thing. I first worked on the Apollo program up through past the Apollo 13 disaster, and we couldn't fly for some extended period of time, so the Air Force reassigned me. I wound up working in an intelligence branch, and then beyond that, I went out of the Air Force, and I worked for Lockheed in various phases, including, well, first I worked for the Radio Corporation of America onboard camera system, meaning the camera systems that were flown on the shuttle. They were very special. They were made to withstand the extreme temperature and the vacuum of space.
Now, let's go back now. Let's go back to you're on the Apollo 13 mission. You've got photos, and I've even seen video of, you know, you there at Mission Control. You were on the second and first different modules. They've got three different systems, like the main one running the mission and then backups. Describe what you did on the Apollo missions for listeners out there.
Well, I was in the guidance and control section, and as a guidance officer, I help formulate the maneuvers and plan what was to be done. During the mission, I had to update the spacecraft and the lunar module computers with the next coordinates that were to be for the next burn, the next maneuver. There was a long list of numbers that had to be put in and checked very carefully to make sure it was all correct. Then it was sent to one of three tracking stations around the world and uploaded to the spacecraft and into the spacecraft computers. And then when it came time to execute the burn and they put it on timers, it counted down, and the amount of propulsion in whatever direction we were directed or the numbers indicated was what the velocity that was added to the spacecraft. And I helped do that and keep up with the paperwork. And
now let's stop before we run out of time. You've got a lot of things here from NASA and news articles. Well, here's a NASA newspaper with you in it, or do you want to get to that later?
I mainly brought – I have a bunch of paper that is quite interesting, but mainly stuff like this. I brought to show you that I was there since you never saw me. This is one picture I'm sitting in here, and it tells you over here under number 17.
Yeah, no, I've seen this before. I mean, you forget you showed me this in your national security letters and diplomas and all that before. See, here you are right here. Try to show that on the document cam. Best I can. This document cam's turned the wrong way. Here, let me just put it this way, Raymond. You're not going to move it. Keep talking. It's okay.
Well, anyway, what I was trying to tell you that as far as the program or the photographs being a hoax, I have no knowledge of faked photographs. However, I was later working on a program after I was out of the Air Force and after I'd already worked for RCA. I was working for Lockheed, and I was assigned to a program that dealt with photography, and I was a very good photographer. I had a photographer myself. I had extensive knowledge and background.
And you later worked on the shuttle cameras, too, so that's what you did.
Yes, actually, I worked on it before this case, but this case up, I was working on film photography at a section in NASA, okay? And one of my primary jobs, believe it or not, was to go attend all of the meetings having to do with the space station and to be an Alex Jones on that, to stand up and raise heck and tell them that they could not have any film photography unless they put a lead-lined film safe as part of the structure of the space station. And that made everybody mad because I'd have to interrupt to do it, and they didn't want to hear it, especially after they heard it the first, second, or third time or something like that.
There's a bigger picture of you, but that's out of the newspaper, and then the NASA newspaper, and then here is – which one are you here in this photo? Show people.
Right here.
Yeah. There we go.
Right there. Anyway, the problem with the film on the shuttle is that if you had a lot of solar activity, it would cause the film to be degraded. Both before and after exposure didn't make any difference because the cosmic rays and the radiation from the sun would go through everything and make streaks in the film, fog it out. And so film photography on the shuttle has been a problem. And
that's not even getting out towards the Van Allen. That's just the radiation that's not being absorbed by the water in the atmosphere. I mean, that's just the sun's radiation.
Above the atmosphere, way above the atmosphere.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. The atmosphere is what locks out that radiation. So just the sun radiation, you're saying, is messing up the film. Imagine what the Van Allen would do.
Well, it's not only the Van Allen. The Van Allen captures or turns away from the Earth a great deal of the damaging radiation and particles coming from the sun.
That's what I meant, yeah.
But the Van Allen belt is about 400 nautical miles in altitude, approximately. It's a range of like 100 miles or something like that thick.
Well, my point was, the shuttle's not up in the Van Allen, but it's still getting cosmic rays that are frying film.
Yes, you still get.
So we have proof.
You're getting cosmic rays sitting right here.
Exactly, but on average 10 feet of water, if you condense it all, on average, gives you some shielding.
Yes, you get most of it anyway.
But Raymond, the reason I raise this point, of course, you're the engineer, so correct me if I'm wrong, an electrical engineer. That the shuttle is below the Van Allen, but still just the solar and rays predominantly, and also galactic rays that are coming in, are still putting specks and lines all over the film. And so that's scientific proof that we wouldn't be getting clear photos from the moon, because it's going to go all the way out from space to the moon and back. And as a scientific test and proof of that hypothesis, you're saying, and we do know, and it's even been in the press, that shuttle film is fried. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, it depends on the sun activity as to where the solar flares as to how much you get. You may not get almost nothing if the sun is very quiet, or if the sun is having a very high activity, then you may very well wind up with the film that is very badly degraded. Now, I do have some pictures here, for instance, that would be very difficult to fake. At the same time that were taken on the Apollo missions, like this right here, this would be very difficult, could be fake, but I'm sure was not.
Keep going, Raymond.
Okay, so I don't know why that they just didn't say, well, we don't have all of the pictures we'd like to have because probably the film was spoiled by the radiation.
Now, let's be clear. We have a frontline mission control fella. Here's Raymond in the document cam right there on your screen. He was there. He believes that he was running a mission. Everybody there believed they were running a mission. He was assigned for the military over there. But he is saying that he ran the film cameras on other missions and, of course, RCA video cameras where they could get the footage. And he's saying that it's – are you saying it's a lie? What are you saying, Raymond?
I'm saying that I don't know that personally that anything was faked, but at the same time, on a later job I had, a legitimate job, that there were real problems with getting film that was not radiation damaged. So you can't have it both ways, and I'll let you decide for yourself.
Well, talk more about that program that you were on with the specifics and what would happen with the film.
Okay, I did not develop the film. I know that there were problems, and we were told that we had to have a lead safe. Now, they had a lead safe on Skylab, which was at the end of the, after Apollo 13, it was launched on Skylab, on a Saturn V, and then later manned with another mission where supplies were taken up. And they did have a heavy lead safe on that for the film. And they kept the film in that, except while it was being out and put in a camera being used, they kept it in the safe. And they were supposed to do the same thing on the space station. Now, the space station, getting back into this, at the same time I was working on this, Kodak and the Naval Department was working on digital cameras, and it is involved into what you find in the stores now, that you can go into the photographic shops and Target and Walmart.
Stay there. We're going to come right back. And later, when you're working with RCA, you get an internal company newsletter about Antigrav, and then they try to shut it all down and cover it up. We'll be right back with Raymond T. Ladies and gentlemen, we haven't even scratched the surface yet. You're going to want to stay with us for this. Engineer on the Apollo program and a lot more. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Yes, there is an in-AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Former German defense minister, former German technology minister, head technology minister, former head of German intelligence, Andres von Bülow, joining us in the next hour to expose the black op that was carried out on 9/11. Going back to my friend Raymond Teague, electrical engineer. Raymond, why are you now, years ago I asked you to come on the show and you didn't want to do it, why now are you willing to come on the show?
Well, I'm frankly tired of all the lies and hypocrisy and the damage being done to this country by operations like 9/11 and what I see going on as far as our trying to control the world to take over all the areas that have oil for no reason when we could be producing our own oil. I have relatives in the oil field and know that we could be producing all the oil we want to that is needed. If
Alaska's admittedly got more than Saudi Arabia.
If they would just turn it loose and allow someone to do it. And that's not the case. But anyway, there are other things about it.
We're jumping around
too much. Let's go back to the digital cameras.
Okay.
The camera business. While I was working with the film cameras for this department, I was also helping, or I observed anyway, the work being done on the digital cameras, which now you can go in and buy the finest machines for a couple of $100 will buy you a really good digital camera with many automatic features, and you can spend almost any amount of money you want on one. But anyway, you can get some very fine results, and they operate in near darkness. After I was out of the Air Force, and I went to work for the Radio Corporation of America when it still existed. It doesn't anymore. And they were the ones that built the cameras that were used on board the shuttle spacecraft. The cameras are very special. They had to withstand extreme vibration, high heat and cold. They had to be, they were remotely operated. And they were in all specs very special, and they cost $1 million apiece. And there's lots of stories I could tell about that. But anyway, that was the most fun job I ever had. I had because that camera system was used in every operation done with the shuttle operation. So
don't be nervous, Raymond. It's okay. It's a lot easier when we're sitting around eating dinner and telling me all this.
So with a half a dozen people that were involved in this, what was amounted to a satellite RCA office, where we maintained did all the astronaut training, helped with all the experiments. I got involved in everything that was going on with the shuttle until 1983. Anyway, the digital cameras are an enormous convenience in that if you have something wrong or you want something to take a picture of damage or a problem on board the shuttle, you can take it with a digital camera or on the space station and send the telemetry the picture down, and it can be examined on the ground immediately. There's no delay. And this is an enormous problem. This is an enormous advantage when trying to solve any problems where you need help of engineers on the ground. And there is no radiation damage.
But going back, you didn't have those during Apollo, though.
That's right. These did not.
And they're claiming that their film cameras, these pristine, big glossies, hundreds and hundreds of them total in the missions, thousands from the moon with no damage on them. As an engineer who worked with these cameras, who worked on the program, who worked on Apollo. On all of it, is this a load of bull?
I don't see how it is possible to have escaped any damage to the photographs.
Now, you privately told me what the scuttlebutt is, though you weren't on those secret programs, that they do have, and we know they have secret programs, that they have the space planes, all of it, and that this was all basically a PR front. But, can you talk about that? Or?
Well, let's see. One of the things that happened of many. I have the RCA put out a monthly newsletter, a company newsletter like most companies do that have a large number of employees scattered at multiple installations. You get a newsletter from the company that tells you basically what's going on in the company and so forth. So I got one that told about an engineer or about an experiment they did where they flew an object around that this object canceled gravity.
Stay there. Okay. And then we're going to get into the secret space program as much as you can get into or little bits and pieces you picked up. But this is already huge news, ladies and gentlemen. Engineer, frontline, NASA, Apollo program, working in the optics, working in the photos, saying it's impossible. We'll be right back. In fact, we're going to continue talking for PrisonPlanet.tv members during the break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
All right, Raymond. Continuing back to, you get this internal, but it's still not secret, RCA, four employees spread out at installations all over the country and the world. You get this newsletter. Tell the story in more detail.
Well, anyway, I get this letter where they're able to fly this object around in an experiment. So I thought, well, this is great, and why are we wasting our time with rocket propulsion when we should be working on this? So I call up the...
And they were specific in there. They said it was canceling gravity.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, and they totally denied it was true. They even denied the article was there, even though I had it right in my hands. So it got down to the point where there was no use to arguing with them. There was nothing I could do about it. I couldn't get my hands around their throat and wring their necks like I would have liked
to. Do you still have that?
No, I don't. I don't know where it is. I have it somewhere, probably.
I know how it is. Yeah, I can't find half my stuff.
But anyway, they denied it. And like I said, Noah Tischler had run the same type of experiments earlier. And even though the shuttle is an impressive device, and I sat on all the contractor meetings.
Well, Wernher von Braun drew that in the early 30s. I mean, von Braun had this shuttle concept for Hitler.
Okay. Anyway, they had all these contracts, contractors like Lockheed, Grumman, you name every Boeing, every one of the major airframe builders, made a proposal that had the shuttle, or a shuttle-type crash, flying on something that looked like a 747, and these not only had the regular jet engines, they had ramjets and so forth. The idea was to get the shuttle as high and fast as possible, have it take off on its own internal fuel tank and propulsion system, and have a recoverable system.
Space plane.
It would be a space plane that would be launched off the back of a 747 type.
Now, you've got a whole bag of documents,
yes,
photos.
Well, I was looking at a photo for the shuttle on the back of a 747. But anyway, that is quite doable, but the 747 is not fast enough, nor is it intended. Well, in the first place, the shuttle is launched with an enormous and very expensive fuel tank that holds liquid hydrogen and liquid oxygen.
That's the center, right?
That is that huge fuel tank that the shuttle looks like a bug on the side of, and it has a huge, two huge solid rocket motors on either side to lift it on launch. It would burn for 2.5 minutes. Okay. That was never intended to be the case, and it violated most of NASA's safety policies as far as the danger of having, working with and having those solid rocket segments, because they used a perchlorate rubber sulfur type fuel. I don't know what the exact composition was. And aluminum. It had a lot of aluminum and perchlorate in it, potassium chlorate. If you dropped a wrench or something on a segment that was sitting around the launch facility, and I was down there on some trips or on business on the cameras, you would actually cause it to ignite. It was percussive sensitive if you hit it hard enough.
Well, Raymond, we've only got about 25 minutes, and I'm going to have you back in. But you've got this big bag of photos, things. Show folks the mug, and then let's get into some of the other things that are going on. Show people your NASA mug.
Well, that's just a personal item. That
I know, but you brought this stuff in. It's interesting.
Okay.
Here, hold it up for the camera. Show folks. Here.
This is one of the items that the people that worked in the Mission Control Center, God, I think we paid like $25 for it or something like that.
Yeah.
Somebody
Raymond
made a
account, yeah.
But it does have my name on it and what it was about. So that is a personal souvenir. But
well, I appreciate you bringing all these mementos in, everybody.
Yeah, you know, like I brought a trailer load of them. But
cold beer here. Anyways.
The contractors all came in with...
go through all the suspicious stuff. I mean, I know you're going to miss details.
They were going to do it right, and we were going to have a totally reusable shuttle, but at the price in $1970 was going to be in the billions of dollars to get it all done. Now, the thing that y'all have missed that nobody paid any attention to that really just fried me and everyone else was... Robert McNamara canceled the production of the Saturn V booster. And when he did that, he killed the space program. It would be more than 10 years, they knew at least, before we had anything that would fly into space, like the shuttle development and testing that had to be done.
The Saturn was an amazing lifter.
That's right. And not only that, but it was relatively inexpensive. It burned kerosene and liquid oxygen, at least for the first two stages, and then the S-4B, the top third stage propulsion stage of it, was liquid hydrogen and liquid oxygen. But at any rate, he not only had the production stopped, he had the tooling destroyed and the drawings destroyed. This, to me, amounted to high treason.
Sabotage.
Yes. And I'm sure he didn't do that on his own. They, for some reason, changed their mind about flying heavy objects into space, and we still can't duplicate with the shuttle what the Saturn V would do. Now they're talking about
building. Why did they destroy the Nazi drawings that Werner von Braun did? We know he came up with the Saturn V.
This is one of the big mysteries. They apparently did not want to publicly fly in space like we had been. They wanted to end the lunar program, the last three of the Saturn V's. They put one on display horizontally at Johnson Space Center. They put one on at Huntsville, Alabama, Redstone Arsenal, and one at the Cape Kennedy installation. So that was the last three of them.
So this is more evidence of how they've really got another secret program. Now they admit they have space planes, they just won't let us see them.
I personally believe, without any evidence, that that was really the start of whatever we have for a secret program, because by that time they developed the necessary biological equipment. You have to keep yourself alive in space if you're going to send men in there, and they have to be... On Apollo, we used pure oxygen at 5 PSI, which gave the equivalent, or a little more than the equivalent, of breathing 21% oxygen at 15 PSI, or 14.7 the atmospheric pressure. And many of the problems that we encountered were solved, and also computers came along, the integrated circuits and things that were made miniaturization possible and life possible to sustain a human in space, which is one of the most difficult things to do. It is far cheaper to build, like JPL does, Jet Propulsion Laboratory, robots that go out. That way you don't have to carry any food, you don't have to carry any air, water, anything to sustain a human.
That's what Dr. Bob Bowman said, is that there's robot craft, and that for at least, what did he say, it'd be about 27 years, that there is already military stealth space plane aircraft. And again, they drop solid DU weapons in the gravity well, so it'd be going about 25, 28,000 miles an hour. And that, now, understand, it's not nuclear. There's not a reaction happening. It's just that the solid core, it's a meteor gun, is really what it is. That's what he says the weapon platforms they've got are. That's super high classified. You know, he ran that program up before they made it public under Reagan.
Okay, I have never worked on it. I do know these cannon shells. I've been on tests that are made out of DU. You could buy the projectiles at gun shows, in fact. I've handled them, which I shouldn't have. I learned later. Were about 3/4 of an inch or an inch in diameter, and they were about like 14 inches long, but they weighed about 50, 60 pounds, and just like a small arrow. But they move. They have a sabot or a plastic case around it, and they can be launched at 5 or 6 thousand feet per second.
Yeah, that Abrams has that, the Vulcan gun and the A-10.
And they will literally go through both sides of a turret of a tank.
Well, what Bowman said it is it's an assassination weapon. You can have somebody, you know, who is 600 feet in a bunker, and you drop one of these solid DU weapons in the gravity well, it gets accelerations you can never get in the atmosphere. And he was talking about 28,000 miles an hour. Can you imagine what that solid DU bomb does at 28,000 miles an hour?
Well, this very, very dense material apparently holds together enough to go through almost anything that is less dense than itself, and it causes enormous destruction.
Well, it's meant as a global decapitation. They can find out whoever they want to kill, where they're at. They got the attack craft all circling the planet at any one time. Supposedly there's quite a few of these babies, and that's when he was there 20-plus years ago. Can you imagine what they've got now, Raymond? And that brings me to the next thing, where we get more into speculative stuff or what you can or can't say on air. I know you're very nervous doing this, and I appreciate it, Raymond. Going back here, now, if you're working on the Apollo program, they bring back these photos that have to be fake, in your words. What do you think was really going on with the space program then? Because that's what others have said off record, is that this was just a cover for a real space program, and that they could have just been in orbit, and then you guys were fed fake info from another mission control, or how could that happen, Raymond? Or what do you think really happened?
No, I think what we did, what we thought we were doing, we were doing. I'm just saying that there was probably, I kept getting indications to me that the money was really being spent on something else, and that the basic research and ability to maintain humans in an artificial environment existed, but I have no positive proof and did not work on any of it. But let me show you an example. The space station, I worked on several phases of that.
Because we're almost out of time, just cover all the key points. Go.
Okay. The science fiction writers had space stations that were wheels, and these wheels on the outside would be spinning, and you'd have a hub that was stationary in the center that you would dock to have your solar cells on, and you would have artificial gravity on the outside so you didn't have to worry about the blood chemistry changes and the effects of being weightless for long periods of time on the crew.
More German technology.
That has not been done to date, to my knowledge. It hasn't publicly been done. As far as these weapons Alex has talked about, I don't know about them, but what makes me very angry is we have, what is the date I need to put my glasses on that?
This is March 4th, 2008.
The Austin American Statesman. And down here they say, U.S. Navy hit Somali home in attack on terrorism suspect. Well, it just tells where they launched two missiles.
At a suspect.
At a suspect. At a cost, these missiles cost at least $1 million apiece and probably several million to wipe out some shack and kill not only maybe the suspect if he was there, but also everyone else around within quite a few yards. And Congress has not declared war on Somali. They haven't declared war, and they go ahead, and this is not the only case. They keep hitting things. If they want to blow something away, it is very disturbing to me that we could just go randomly, like if I didn't like somebody in Austin, I go burn their house down or go or shoot it up or something without any real authority to do that. And we've gotten to be...
Oh, it's totally really lawless. I mean, there were like 15 news articles last week where they said, okay, the FBI admits they're reading all the emails and everything and no warrants and it's non-terror related and just, well, there's no Fourth Amendment, and then states are announcing, yeah, we're not going to have warrants anymore. I mean, it's just, and now they're coming to doors asking if they can have your guns or what you got. I mean, this is just Twilight Zone, Raymond.
Well, this is, I'd say, there was the destruction of our people and our country. And
did you see this Statesman article? Where the Bilderberg CFR member Bobbitt says everything must go is the headline. We the people, it's a constitution ripped in half with a burned edge, how to fight terrorism. And then they say in here, yeah, get rid of freedom. We got to get, it says get rid of the constitution, get rid of national sovereignty. That's the way to help America.
Also, the drug
must go. Everything must go. And then they show the
we could, the government has denatured alcohol to keep people from using liquor they that has not been taxed and controlled by them for many years. And I'd like, Alex probably doesn't want me to bring it up, so I'll wait. But there's a program we could have all of the drugs denatured to where people would not use them without authorization or where we had some sort of a program. And it would be very easy to do, and it would probably be easy to do, conducted by the people who didn't like our military and our drug lords, our gangsters in their country running their agricultural program.
No, I don't even know. I'm ignorant. I don't know how you go and block coca unless you create a bioweapon that goes after coca plants.
Well, I'll talk to you off air about it, but it'd be very easy to do. You would not have to employ Demolition Incorporated and half the CIA and the Mossad and truckloads of thermite and explosives to do something. It could literally be done in a cave in Afghanistan or out in the Amazon jungle quite easily.
Well, tell me whatever this is later. But here we have the Statesman. Everything must go. And then they show the Bill of Rights being cut in half, and it says it's how you fight terrorism. You get rid of freedom. See, the Constitution is in the way of your freedom in this image. It's that wicked, you know, that wicked Constitution is in the way of fighting terrorism, but by hacking the Constitution in half, now they can fight terrorism, and the headline is, everything must go. Got to get rid of that we the people. I mean, they're so out in the open, and then they say they're patriots, Raymond.
Okay, let me tell you about some more about the space program that you don't know about, or... I worked at a Ford plant in Lorain, Ohio, while I was going through college to work my way through there. Anyway, coming back from a date at 2 o'clock in the morning on a clear, crisp, I think it was July or early August night, in what was probably 1964.
This is before the military, before NASA,
yeah,
before your NASA.
Yeah, right, before all of this, before I graduated from school. I We lived kind of out in a rural area, but it was only about 250 yards from my parents' house to the Ohio Turnpike, which was a paid Interstate 35 is what it amounted, toll road. And I looked over about 100 yards away from me, and there was an object about 6 feet in diameter. It was only about treetop high, and it was roaming around, and they kind of followed a zigzag course, but generally it went over the trees, over observing the Ohio Turnpike. And I watched it as long as I could. I watched it out of sight.
Well, now they on TV have drones that look just like that.
Oh, wait, let me. Anyhow, I thought about reporting it, but I didn't. And I thought about shooting it down, but I didn't do that either because I'd had to wake the whole household up, grab my only centerfire rifle, a 303 British Enfield at the time, and grab the ammunition, get somebody to drive me up to fire on it. And that would have been, it would have been too late. I couldn't arrange that fast enough, one. And two, anyway, the next day, it was reported as having been all over northern Ohio, including going through the turnstiles at the toll on the toll road booth. And then comes
stay
along...
Stay there. They were testing some type of surveillance platform. We'll be right back.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
All right, Dad, let me get this straight. I'm Civil Liberties takes place in the future, right? Like Star Wars?
Yeah, that's right. Slightly in the future.
Wait a second. I thought Star Wars took place a long, long time ago.
All right, Einstein. But it is kind of like Star Wars anyway. Just like Star Wars, there's an evil empire, and some people have started an armed rebellion to fight the evil empire.
Okay, so don't tell me. The government's the bad guys again?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, so your character's like Luke Skywalker.
Not exactly.
I know. You're Chewbacca.
Not really. But my character does help the rebellion to stop the government's evil tracking system, which is happening now in the real world, just like in Uncivil Liberties.
Wait a second. They can't track us. It's a free country.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties. Go to UncivilLiberties.com or mail $13.95 plus $3 shipping to Mercer Films, Box 3797, Albany, New York, 12203. Purchase a copy today at...
Final segment with Raymond Teague, electrical engineer, worked in NASA, Air Force. Raymond, it's clear we're going to have to have you back in for our full hour again, and I really appreciate you coming in and spending time. Huge revelation that from somebody who worked not just in NASA on mission control with the Apollo program, but somebody who worked with the film, with the color film, then with the digital cameras, in shuttle experiments where the radiation was frying it, much less the Van Allen radiation belt. And that's what people have always pointed out, but you still believe they went to the moon. You just say it's a major mystery. And so, well, again, not conspiracy theories here. We just cover the facts. But getting back to this then being reported in Ohio, this little six-foot-around disc flying around, now the government admits they have those and have had them for decades.
Anyway, this object changed brightness from very, very bright red to a very, very dull orange. Now, I've run experiments myself where you take a lamp filament, bias it just barely on, and then you can put an audio wave on it and be able to pick it up with a detector and understand the audio at audio frequencies. However, what I was saying, this gadget was reported all over, but when we got the motion picture came out, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, they showed almost a perfect representation of this gadget flying around that I saw.
Now, we've talked privately. You believe that's government programs, correct?
I don't know what to think about it. It's obviously a robot from somebody. I don't know whether it's from here or originates with another culture. I believe that from the Philadelphia experiment, there are other time frames, parallel, you might say, universes are times that can be transferred.
And Einstein's equations and others show that, you know, that those dimensions exist.
At any rate, I have seen other UFOs, unidentified flying objects. I've never seen any of the reported really huge ones.
Like we've been seeing up in Dallas.
Like has been seen up in Dallas, yes, and Denton. But at any rate, somebody is flying something out there that is not publicly known.
Yeah, no kidding. Who knows what's really going on? Well, very interesting with your work on the Apollo program. And next time we get you back, Raymond, maybe we can get a little bit more into some of the other areas. I know you've been nervous today, but you've covered quite a bit. And Raymond Teague, good friend of mine, thank you for coming in.
Quite welcome.
Raymond, again, let's set you up in the next month or so to come back in for an hour.
Okay.
And then maybe 2 hours, maybe take phone calls.
I need to talk to you about what I was talking about, the denature of the
Well, you know what, call me tonight because I got Andres von Bülow coming up right after this break.
Okay.
So, well, we'll talk soon, Raymond. Thank you, my friend. You bet. Yeah, and your stuff's all over the place in here. Let's make sure we don't lose any of this. Raymond, thank you for coming in. There goes Raymond Teague, ladies and gentlemen. And I am Alex Jones, your host. We're going to get Andres von Bülow on from Germany, coming in hot on the next segment after we end this hour. Don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. If you want the document cam and you want the multicam, and we've got DVD feeds, we've got two cameras shooting here, PrisonPlanet.tv. Members, don't just get all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, videotape of the Sunday show, special guests, expanded extras like Endgame 1.5. You also, ladies and gentlemen, get to see random, you know, live hours during the show with in-studio guests, and then always that fourth hour of Overdrive. That fourth hour coming up today, there'll be video of that as well, the documents, news articles, and other things that I'll be playing and covering and showing you. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Get a membership. A PrisonPlanet.tv membership for $5.95 a month, or get a year membership, and you can get 3 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. And don't forget the new film, American Drug War. It is out, ladies and gentlemen, and it exposes who's really bringing in the narcotics. And, of course, we know who the enemy is. We've met them, and it's our government. That's the motto of the film.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.